with the ball.
A broadcaster.
First and goal, Dallas.
He's anchored more Super Bowls than any other broadcaster.
The pass to Harper.
He's accumulated 45 years of NFL play-by-play.
Harper off to the races.
His guest roster spans not only the sports domain, but the entire world. Entire world. Here is Pat Summerall.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Pat Summerall Show. Your phone number, 877-232-4855, and the email address is patsummerall@voiceamerica.com. Today on the program, a chat with Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo. The Cowboys are 8-1 for the first time since 1995, a season in which they won the Super Bowl. And Tony Romo is a large reason why this team is playing so well. But first, let's take a look at that bizarre Sunday night game in which Peyton Manning threw six interceptions, a franchise record, and still nearly led his team to a win, losing 23-21.
29-yard attempt. And Vinatieri's kick is no good! Wow! That is unbelievable!
Al Michaels, NBC's Monday Night Football, as Adam Vinatieri's kick sailed wide right, unbelievably wide right. The Colts are just banged up right now. Marvin Harrison's out. Dallas Clark didn't play. Also, Anthony Gonzalez and offensive tackle Tony Hugo were unable to go on Sunday. To top it off, Dwight Freeney was knocked out during the game. And the Colts just now have to regroup after losing two in a row, after starting off in such an impressive fashion. Peyton Manning seemed to be in command in this game. I thought in the game previously he lost his poise at the end of it, but he seems to be back in command. And does he bounce back from this, or does he need his weapons, which are injured right now? Well, it's a combination of both things. He needs Marvin Harrison back particularly, and Dallas Clark had been his go-to guy in clutch situations. He didn't play. That was a last-minute decision by the team doctors that Clark didn't dress or play. Hugo's been out for a couple of weeks, so he was unable to go on Sunday, but that's not new. But he needs his two receivers back, Dallas Clark and Marvin Harrison. He's so used to throwing to them and has become so used to throwing to them. You could see he was out of sync with the two backups that were playing last Sunday night. So he needs people back. They need to get healthy. They need to get back on track. And the field goal kicker, Adam Vinatieri, I've watched him so many times, and I'm sure most of pro football has seen him in clutch situations. He won a Super Bowl. In fact, the last game I did was the Super Bowl that he beat the St. Louis Rams on. So he's a clutch kicker. He's a clutch man. But once you start to lose belief and confidence in yourself, you don't become a clutch man anymore. So he's got to get back on track. Could have been something to do with the kicking surface, the condition of the field in San Diego on Sunday night. But as I looked at it, the snap was good and the hole was perfect. Adam Vinatieri just needs some success. This is a very critical stretch for the Colts. They need to get healthy. They play Kansas City at home on Sunday. As for the Chargers, they do get the win, but the offense is just not clicking. If it wasn't for Darren Sproles and his kickoff and punt return, the Chargers would have lost that game despite the turnovers. And you have to ask your question, what's wrong with Phillip Rivers and what's wrong with the San Diego offense? Norv Turner was supposed to be an offensive guru and a genius, and he was supposed to put Phillip Rivers on the track to becoming one of the best quarterbacks. And that's the real failure. Their offense is not moving, as I said, but that's the real failure. The failure of Phillip Rivers to mature. And out of that big matchup Sunday afternoon, as the Cowboys travel to the Meadowlands to take on the Giants. The result, the same as it is every week for the Cowboys.
Out of the eye, play fake on the draw. Romo in trouble, running up the middle. Keeps, throws it in the end zone. Wide open, caught. Touchdown. Play action, Romo. Down the right side, into the end zone. Perfect throw. Touchdown, Terrell Owens.
And that seems to be a very familiar story these days. The Dallas offensive line is really the unsung hero so far of this season. They have really come together as a unit. I think the leader of the offensive line is the center, Andre Garrard, who was alternating times in his last previous years, but now he seems to be the factor that's coordinated everything, called and gotten everything together. The offensive center. The rest of the line is good. Kosher, Flozell Adams on the left, Leonard Davis, and Mark Colombo on the right. But they've been together long enough now, and they have that melding feeling that you need an offensive line. They've been together for now going on 2 years, and they have been a terrific unit. The thoughts on Tank Johnson, who, as you know, had been going through an 8-game suspension and came back to play his first game against the Giants as a backup to Jay Ratliff. And Tank Johnson, as Wade Phillips has said, showed signs of rustiness after being on the sidelines for so long, and it's a new defense, don't forget. So he'll take some time to get into the sink and get into the rhythm of playing on a regular basis. Have the Cowboys now wrapped up the division? Well, it certainly would appear so. They have a 2-game lead on the Giants, and really it's more than that because they have swept the Giants. Now they have Washington this week. Elsewhere this week, Pittsburgh had to overcome a 21-6 deficit in the first half against the Browns, but in the end, Ben Roethlisberger proved that he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL again this season.
Shotgun for Big Ben. Najee to his right. Cleveland shows blitz, and here they come. Quick out, and it's pulled in. Finds Ward. Steps inside the pylon. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. He waits. He runs. The Red Sea parts. First down and more. 20, 15, 10. Still on his feet. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Ben Roethlisberger right up the gut. A 30-yard touchdown run.
Bill Hargrove of WBGG 970 with the call. Pittsburgh, it looks like they have closed the gap on Indianapolis in the AFC. Pittsburgh looks very tough. They've gotten used to their new coach. Ben Roethlisberger is playing like the quarterback he looked like he was as a rookie with all those distractions and injuries he had. Now a thing of the past, that 30-yard run he made to the end zone, the scramble, if you can call it that, a lumber more like it, but he looks pretty impressive. Is Cleveland a legitimate playoff team? It makes you wonder. If Derek Anderson plays like he has, like this year for the Browns, and it continues like it is, will Brady Quinn see the field next year? Brady Quinn, of course, was very controversial on draft day. You'll remember how he waited in the draft room for his number to come up, and it just didn't come and didn't come until finally Cleveland picked him, and people thought he'd immediately step onto the field and become the Browns quarterback. But you look at Derek Anderson and what he's done, he might be in the running even for the MVP award by the time this is over, especially if the Browns make the playoffs. So we'll just have to wait and see. It looks right now like it might be a long time before we see Brady Quinn. We'll just have to wait and see.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-877-728-7200. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn, but the unique Tempur material eliminates them, guaranteeing you sounder, more restful sleep. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. Feel the Tempur-Pedic difference. Call for a free sample of their unique mattress material at 1-877-728-7200. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-877-728-7200. That's 1-877-728-7200.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-515-2126. That's 1-800-515-2126. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-515-2126.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 800-838-7674, 800-838-7674. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-838-7674, 800-838-7674. Not available in all states.
Welcome back to the Pat Summerall Show, 877-232-4855, or patsummerall@voiceofamerica.com. Tony Romo coming up in the next segment, but first, some thoughts on Donovan McNabb. Through nine games this season, McNabb has 13 touchdowns and just four interceptions. That's not bad. A lot of criticism headed Donovan McNabb's way, but people forget this guy is a quality first-class quarterback and had been in years past and still is, in my opinion. He's had a knee injury that normal people would not come back from, and yet he's still gotten to the position where he's got his team winning games, still shows a lot of poise, seems oblivious to the criticism leveled at him and his replacement, the number one draft choice, of the number two draft choice, rather, of the Eagles, who's a quarterback. Why is he so inconsistent? Well, I don't think he is so inconsistent. He hasn't been able to scramble, indeed, like he did in the past. He hasn't been as mobile as he was in the past. He's become more of a quarterback who drops back and stays in the pocket. So that takes some adjustment on his part as well as the fans' part. Why is he so inconsistent? Well, you look at those numbers again, 13 touchdowns and just four interceptions. That's not bad. Time now for the Summerall Super 6 for list number 9 in the NFL, for week number 9 in the NFL. At number 1 on the list is Ben Roethlisberger. We were talking about him just a minute ago, who's playing as well as any other quarterback in the league, maybe outside of Tom Brady and Tony Romo. But Big Ben has 278 yards and 3 touchdowns in that come-from-behind victory against the Browns last Sunday. Checking in at number 2 on our list this week is the Giant tight end Jeremy Shockey, who had 129 yards and one touchdown in a losing effort against the Cowboys. And Jeremy Shockey has apparently had a change of heart along with Terrell Owens. Shockey is not the vocal person that he was in years previously, and he's sort of calmed down and started to be a part of a legitimate part of a Giants attack without as much show. More performance. The Cowboys' inability to cover him last week really hurt them this week, going up against, and they'll be playing against a very good tight end again this week, Chris Cooley. And we'll see how he does against the coverage of Roy Williams, which Shockey had apparently very little problem with. Hate to knock Roy week after week, but he certainly gets himself into those positions. Number three on our list is San Diego return man Darren Sproles, who ran back a kick return and a punt return for touchdowns, which ultimately led to a win for San Diego on a night when their offense wasn't producing much, and never did. Terrell Owens, I mentioned a minute ago, is having his best season with the Cowboys. He makes our list again as number four. Owens put up big numbers again this week, 125 yards, two touchdowns in the second half to lead the Cowboys to their eighth win of the season. Terrell Owens seems to have become a quieter player, mellow in the locker room, and with the media. You wonder why. What's the difference from this T.O. to the one we saw last year? Well, number one, he's being utilized more like he wants to be utilized. He's become more of a team player, a quieter player, as we said. I met this young man, Terrell Owens, when he was a senior in college at the University of Chattanooga, Tennessee. University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, I think is correct. I met him then, and you couldn't meet a more courteous, polished young man than Terrell Owens. Something happened in San Francisco. He became, I think, jealous a little bit of Jerry Rice. Thought his role was minimized by Jeff Garcia, perhaps. He criticized him tremendously. Last year, he had his troubles in Philadelphia. He got crossways with Donovan McNabb. It's not a good idea for any receiver to get crossways with the quarterback. And anyway, he was suspended for the end of the season in Philadelphia, came to the Cowboys, was a distraction last year to almost everybody, whether or not it was his fault or not. But now he seems to have matured. Somebody has talked to him. He's a different T.O. from the one we saw last year when he had all those problems. He's contributing to the offense, and more importantly, he's contributing in the locker room, and he's become a steadying influence instead of a distraction. Mike, hats off to Terrell Owens. He's an asset. Number five on our list is Donovan McNabb and Brian Westbrook, who both stepped up big to get the Eagles as much needed win, McNabb threw for 251 yards and four touchdowns, while Westbrook ran for 100 yards and put up three scores. Are the Eagles still in the NFC race? Well, I think you'd have to say as a wild card contender, they are. They're not that far out of second place, not behind the Giants by but two games. They have too much talent not to be in the running for a wild card berth at least. Andy Reid's distractions at least seem to be over for the time, and he can devote less time, if that's the correct thing to do, to even think about devoting less time to his family and more time to coaching. But that's the situation he's in, and I like him as a coach. A couple of quarterbacks share the final spot in the Super 6 list, Tony Romo, who we'll hear from him in momentarily, and Brett Favre, whose teams are both 8-1. They'll meet in Dallas in a few weeks on a Thursday night. Romo had four touchdown tosses and 247 yards. Favre is continuing to have a resurgence this season. Favre had three touchdowns on 351 yards passing. Not as many completions, but a lot more yardage for Favre. People had buried Brett Favre after last year. They had said it's time for him to hang it up. It's time for him not to play anymore, to hand over the torch to the quarterback position in Green Bay. But he's come back after consulting with his family and consulting with various friends, and he's come back with a new dedication, and the team is maturing around him. And now they seem to have developed after much trouble in doing this, they seem to have developed a running attack. We want to throw in an honorable mention this week on the Super Six to Ryan Grant, who has gone from the Giants practice squad to becoming the number one back for the Packers. He had 119 yards and a touchdown on Sunday to finally give the Packers a running game. And you wonder, how dangerous can this team be if they do become balanced? We want to talk a little bit more about Romo later on, and we will, but more about Brett Favre and the Packers. They have a young offensive line, and they seem to be, like the Cowboys, the offensive line does, coming together as a unit. They've been together for a while. They have two veteran tackles, guys who've been there a while, who are not old by any means, but they are mature enough to guide the three in the middle, who are young offensive linemen. They seem to be coming together as a unit and blocking for somebody now who can run, Ryan Grant. who got off the Giant practice squad, was signed by the Packers and last week led them to 119 yards and a touchdown. If they get a running attack, they can be formidable because they are a good team with the quarterback and the receivers they have, led by Donald Driver, who has been Favre's go-to guy. And Brett has got other receivers now who can stretch the field a little bit, and that's what you're looking for. And the offensive line seems to be very, very good. Let's get to Pat's Picks now.
It's now time for Pat's Picks.
Well, the games we've selected are San Diego at Jacksonville. The Chargers can't seem to be manufacturing much offense, particularly on the running back side of the ball, although Phillip Rivers didn't have a good game last week against Baltimore, against Indianapolis, I'm sorry. San Diego goes to Jacksonville, where the Jaguars are tough. That can be a good test for the Chargers and see if they can get things back in sync. They can't seem to put together the running attack, and Phillip Rivers certainly is struggling. Kansas City will be at Indianapolis, and the Colts. Peyton Manning hopes to get some of his people back from the injury list, and he should be able to handle Kansas City. The Chiefs don't scare too much anybody without Larry Johnson. The Giants at Detroit. Detroit surprised a lot of people this year by being in contention. They face a Giant team that should rebound from their match against the Cowboys. But Detroit's pretty tough. They can move the ball. They got good receivers. Their offensive line is starting to come together, and their defense is very good. Washington will be here at Dallas, and it's a Washington offense that's been struggling and a defensive unit that was supposed to be pretty good, but they haven't performed like that. In the meantime, Tennessee and Vince Young, one touchdown pass in the last 5 weeks and only four for the season with 10 picks. Why is he struggling this year? Because if you take away Vince Young's running attack and his ability as a runner, and he has to beat you throwing, he has a very difficult time.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do. Everybody wants to touch somebody. If it takes all night, everybody wants to take a little chance. Make it come out right.
AmeriMerchant helps thousands of retail businesses grow every day by providing the capital they need. If you have $5,000 or more in Visa and MasterCard sales, we can advance you money against those future sales.
I run a restaurant and a bar. Spring break was around the corner. It's always our busiest time of year. I knew if I had the chance to purchase more inventory, I could triple my profits. AmeriMerchant gave me $25,000 cash advance within 10 days.
The opportunity was way too good to pass up, and I knew it. I needed $125,000 to open up a second location for my business. AmeriMerchant came through. I had the money in 7 days.
If you have at least $5,000 in Visa and MasterCard sales, and you need money to grow and run your business, call AmeriMerchant right now. 800-430-8233. 800-430-8233. That's 800-430-8233.
Long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-416-3112. That's 800-416-3112. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-416-3112. 800-416-3112.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-877-728-7200. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn, but the unique Tempur material eliminates them, guaranteeing you sounder, more restful sleep. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. Feel the Tempur-Pedic difference. Call for a free sample of their unique mattress material at 1-877-728-7200. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-877-728-7200. That's 1-877-728-7200.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-515-2126. That's 1-800-515-2126. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-515-2126.
Welcome back. Pat Summerall here. You know, it's week 9 in the NFL, and it's time that people start talking about who is the most valuable player. And there are a lot of candidates. A couple of weeks ago, I would have said the shoe-in would be Tom Brady of the Patriots, the way the Patriots were rolling and the way he was performing and finding the receivers. Peyton Manning always gets a few votes. Now you talk about Derek Anderson with Cleveland, Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. There are a lot of candidates, depending upon where you live, for the most valuable player. My pick right at the moment would be the Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo. Talk about personality. He's one of those guys who looks like he's smiling all the time, regardless of the pass is intercepted or it's incomplete or whatever. He's always, when they come to the tight shots of him back in the huddle, he looks like he's smiling. But I think that's deceiving because he's not smiling. He's thinking about how he's going to cut you up the next time. And he's thinking about how to compete. And he is a competitor. I had a chance last week to talk with Tony Romo, and here's that conversation. Tony, there's an aura that surrounds being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, I'm familiar with all the guys who've been here before you, the Aikmans, the Staubachs, the Merediths. Are you conscious of that aura that goes on? It's probably unmatched anywhere with any other position.
Well, I mean, you definitely get a sense of it when you're here, and especially when you're the quarterback, just because of the legacy and the history. I mean, you know as well as anyone that it's not just another position here because you had such outstanding talent, you know, at that position. And, you know, those guys have been so successful that I think it applies pressure to, you know, the guys that come after them. And it's just an added pressure in some ways to perform here.
Do you feel that pressure?
Well, I guess I really don't, only because, you know, I'm not trying to be as good as any of those guys. I mean, they're the Troy Aikmans, the Roger Staubachs, these guys, they're in another stratosphere kind of thing. So I think if you tried to live up to them, you're only, you know, setting yourself up for failure. So I feel like for me, I'm just going to work as hard as I can and be as good as I can be.
You got a new contract. It's very lucrative. Everybody's kind of aware of that. Is that going to affect the way that Tony Romo reacts with his teammates or his? Do your teammates treat you any differently?
No. I mean, it was funny because during the press conference, they said kind of a similar question, and one of the first things out of my mouth was, you know, I made light of the situation. I was like, well, I mean, obviously the money makes me a better person now. And and I mean, it was just because you hear the question so much. And it's funny because I haven't, you know, since the contract or anything. I mean, I don't feel like anything has changed. I haven't bought anything. I haven't really done anything. It's a nice financial security feeling, but all the goals you set out for are still on the football field, and they're still out there for us to obtain. And I think, realistically, I don't think much is going to change in that sense.
Do you plan to buy any houses or any cars or anything for anybody?
Well, I think I'll probably help my family out a little bit. And that really is the neatest part about signing a contract like that, is you get to make some people that are close to you feel good. And really, I think that's what makes it feel the best for me, really.
Tony, I read a quote by your father the other day saying that he realized that watching you as an athlete, that you were going to be better, you were going to be something special, and challenged you, I guess, in a way to do something with that talent. Were you ever aware that hey, I can do things better than other people can?
Well, I think number one was I was never the most, like, physically gifted. You know, I wasn't 6'6 or 6'5. I didn't run a 4'5. So in that sense, no, I didn't realize, you know, that I was just, you know, out athletic people, but my brain works very quickly. And the thing I noticed at a young age as I grew up a little bit too was that I can see things pretty quickly. And that combination has allowed me to continue to improve, I think, more than anything else. I mean, I was never a great thrower of the football when I was young, any of those things. And so I had to work at throwing the football, the technique and the footwork. And along the way, I always had the ability to see and react quickly. And eventually, when they came together, I think is why I've done okay.
In your own opinion, what was your best sport?
It was definitely basketball growing up. I mean, football was a complete afterthought. I really didn't play a quarterback until I was a junior in high school, and really then it was for something to kind of do athletically, you know, for competition-wise.
What about golf? What stimulated your interest in golf?
Golf's neat because it's the only sport that I really play that is singular, and in that, you know, when you go out there, you have no one to blame, no one to say anything about but yourself. And I really love that aspect sometimes, just in the fact that you know whether you're any good or not, period. And you can't, you know, you have to look in the mirror at the end of the day and say, either I did this or I didn't.
How much really influence has Brett Favre? You hear that he was your idol growing up and so on and so forth. Did he really have an influence on the way you play, the way you conduct yourself on the field?
Well, I think, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, you can't help but like the Packers and like Favre. And, you know, I don't know that he had an influence. I think that I enjoyed watching him play. And I feel like for me, I personality-wise, I guess I'm somewhat in that realm in that I enjoy playing the game a lot. And I just feel, you know, blessed in some ways the fact that I get the opportunity to play here, to play in the National Football League, and to play this position. And I don't think it was too far from the way he felt. I mean, along the way, you know, you're trying to just get in the National Football League, and then your goals change as you move along, but you always remember that, and it allows you just to go out there and play the game with fun.
Knowing Brett as well as I do, you can sit down and talk with him for 2 hours, say, and you never talk about football.
Yeah.
What are your other interests other than football?
I mean, for me, I really enjoy, number one, is competition. You know, if I'm competing, it really doesn't really matter what we're doing. I mean, we could, you know, play a game on the wall, tic-tac-toe now, and I just still enjoy it. But I think, you know, I enjoy off-the-field stuff would be like movies. You know, I enjoy going around and watching stuff like that, and I enjoy golf, obviously. And I don't know. I guess I enjoy hanging out with the buddies once in a while.
Mm-hmm. If you had your druthers and you had to name somebody, if you could tell somebody, who was the biggest influence in your life, becoming who you've become? Who was your biggest guide?
I think it's definitely my dad. I mean, the neat thing is I've had experiences in different situations where a coach will have helped me along the way because he's either believed in me or taught me a lesson or things of that nature, or helped me just throw the football. But my dad really set the precedent in my mind, and I think that I really took a lot from always talking about the game, you know, and not just football, because he was never the smartest X's and O's guy at football, but he knew the mental capacity you needed to perform consistently week in, week out in sports in general. And as I grew up and we'd talk and we'd, you know, sometimes I'd be like, well, how do you approach this game? You know, you're going into a big basketball game in high school. Do you kind of feed and get your teammates involved, or do you attack right away? And things like that. And he always had great things and advice, I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at without him.
What was your relationship with Bill Parcells?
It was good. I mean, I honestly enjoyed being around Bill. I mean, everyone knows he's going to get on you during the game and such, but that's just in his nature. But, you know, me as a competitor and as an athlete, I enjoy being around competitive people. And if I was a coach, I'm sure I'd be the same way in some ways. And I think, you know, he's very funny when you get off the field sometimes. And so it's tough sometimes because he'll yell at me and everything, and I'm mad at him, but I also know that he doesn't mean it personally, you know. And he's just, he's got a good mix to touch the right buttons.
Does it differ, your relationship differ with him from what it does with what relationship you have with Wade Phillips?
I don't know. I think I really get along really well with both. I mean, Wade is great because his personality on a daily basis is a lot like mine in that we're going to enjoy what we do and work really hard at it and go out and see how good we can be. And Bill in the beginning used to fight with me tooth and nail sometimes because, you know, he didn't think I'd be taking it as serious or in some ways because he wanted people to be serious. They thought that's how you could play your best. And Wade understands that I usually play at my best when I'm enjoying what I'm doing. But I'm fiercely competitive when it comes to the moment.
Bill says you have, I read that he said, you have two things to take care of now, your money and the football. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, I think, you know, he's experienced it all, and yep. He has great advice. And he understands that people will come around you for the wrong reasons in some ways, and money-wise, and try and use that money to help them in an advantage. And, you know, football-wise, he's obviously talking about turning it over, and that's been his deal the whole time.
What about David Lee? Not too many people remember what relationship you had with David. He's now the offensive coordinator at the University of Arkansas. But you and he were very close, were you not?
Yes. David was with me for my first 4 years here, I believe. And he really was instrumental in changing my release point a little bit along the way. And I definitely wouldn't be here without him as well. And, gosh, I can remember he was great because I could call him up at 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, and he'd come up here and throw with me in the bubble. And, you know, there's not too many people or coaches who would do that. And I think, you know, I owe a lot to him.
What about Jason Garrett?
Jason's been great. Jason's been, you know, the neat thing about Jason, I think, is that he understands the psyche of the quarterback probably better than a lot of guys in his position because he's played it for so long. Right. And he understands, on paper this looks wonderful, but the reality of the situation is, you know, we got six guys rushing you. I know that versus this coverage tells you to throw the comeback over here, but when you see the guy flash in front of you on a crossing route, you're going to let the ball go because, you know, you got a six-man rush and it's part of the feeling, the pocket collapsing. And so he understands those things good, and that makes it easier on me.
Tony, one final thing. In Buffalo, things seemed to go bad no matter what you tried. Yet it didn't seem to affect you in the way you approached the rest of the game after those bad things, after the turnovers, after the interceptions. How do you manage to get back on an even keel so quickly after things go badly?
I don't think about much other than winning. And, I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, when I was younger, if I'd have been, like, I relate it to golf in some ways because it's an easy analogy. I think when you get off to a bogey, bogey, bogey start, it's like, oh, now I have this such a, I can't shoot a good score today. So what's the point of playing the rest? As I got older, I realized, you don't realize it, but that's how you win golf tournaments, is to grind it out and get through it and just figure out a way. And that's when it's all said and done, you can still win. And the game was the same exact way. You're playing poorly, and at the end of the day, you know you're not going to have a good day. You're not going to have a good quarterback rating, or, you know, you're not going to have performed well. But the bottom line was, it's about winning and losing. And if you can remember that, you know, as long as you're still in the game, I don't see why you should sulk. You know, I mean, you want to perform better, but, you know, when you get the ball and you have a chance to win the game, I mean, that's all you can ask for.
Are you in debt way over your head? Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000, maybe even more in credit card bills? Want to get out of debt? Gather those bills and let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Here's our number. 800-379-9126. 800-379-9126. If you're behind in paying your medical bills, your personal bills and loans, and you've been on the receiving end of one collection call, and you want to stop those calls immediately, call call Care One Credit Counseling Services for a consultation and debt analysis. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their monthly payments. If you're over your head in debt, gather your bills right now and call Care One Credit Counseling Services for your consultation, debt analysis, and licensing information. Here's the number. 800-379-9126. 800-379-9126. 800-379-9126. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Not available in all states. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance.
As a small business owner, you know there's hardly anything small about what you do. You think big, you dream big. But here's the way to tackle one of your biggest concerns: finding access to affordable health insurance. Your answer is the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-838-7674. 800-838-7674.
The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-838-7674. 800-838-7674. That's 800-838-7674. Amerimergent helps thousands of retail businesses grow every day by providing the capital they need. If you have $5,000 or more in Visa and MasterCard sales, we can advance you money against those future sales.
I run a restaurant and a bar. Spring break was around the corner. It's always our busiest time of year. I knew if I had the chance to purchase more inventory, I could triple my profits. Amerimerchant gave me $25,000 cash advance within 10 days.
The opportunity was way too good to pass up, and I knew it. I needed $125,000 to open up a second location for my business. Amerimerchant came through. I had the money in 7 days.
If you have at least $5,000 in Visa and MasterCard sales, and you need money to grow and run your business, call Amerimerchant right now. 800-430-8233. 800-430-8233. That's 800-430-8233.
You've been listening to the Pat Summerall Show on the Voice America Sports Radio Network. Sports fans, if you would like to join today's conversation, call now. That is just open the phone lines. The toll-free number is 1-877-232-4855. That number again, 1-877-232-4855. Now, back to the Pat Summerall Show.
Welcome back to the Pat Summerall Show. 877-232-4855 if you want to talk to me during this segment. And as always, of course, you can email me throughout the week at patsummerall@voiceamerica.com. I'll answer emails in just a few moments. First, going back and thinking about that conversation with Tony Romo, I think you can tell from the inflections in his voice and the way he talks and answers questions and just enjoys, I think he enjoyed that interview. But you can tell that all he wants is a chance to compete. And that's the way he handles his competition. That's the way he feels. It took me a while to convince me that he was a legitimate quarterback. But now, I'm sold. First, a note from college football. With his recent comments after his team's loss to Texas, Mike Leach, the Texas Tech head coach, has stimulated conversation about referees giving some teams unfair bias, that perhaps the larger BCS schools would be given an unfair advantage because it's better for college football to have those teams in big games. His complaints? Well, I'm not sure about his complaints. I'm not sure how much good they're going to do. I'm reasonably sure that he's going to be fined for those comments because he hasn't backed down. He said he's not sorry for what he said. And he thinks, obviously, he's right. It cost his team at least 2 touchdowns, he feels, the officiating mistakes. But the bottom line in his complaint is that one of the officials, was from Austin, where the University of Texas is located, and he felt that because of his home and his allegiance to the home team, he might have been a little bit biased. And maybe he does have a point. It happened to him on his behalf a couple of years ago, as I understand. that the official was from Lubbock, where Texas Tech is located, and he got a break. And somebody complained that because the official lived in Lubbock, he ruled in favor of Mike Leach and Texas Tech. I'm sure, as I say, he's going to be fined, that perhaps the larger schools, and it does seem to be so, that they might get a break. I'm not sure about that. But Mike Leach does have some people who agree with what he says. One more headline before we get to some emails and phone calls. It seems that Pac-Man Jones will not be reinstated to play in the National Football League for the remainder of the season after violating the league's personal conduct policy. Jones will also have to attend an anger management program, complete 200 hours of community service, and submit to random drug testing, according to his plea deal in association with what happened in Las Vegas last, the triple shooting. What's to be done? This seems to be more and more of a problem. You know that Tank Johnson was suspended for 8 games. Other players have been suspended. And, they've been accused of drug abuse and things to do with conduct that they have been guilty of throughout the year. Cincinnati's had all kinds of problems. What can we do to keep players out of trouble? Does it start in college? Well, I'm not sure it starts in college. I think it starts with the individual and the way he's raised back in the beginning of his maturity, if he ever matures. In some cases, I think the players have not matured. What can you do? I think the NFL has organized a program, which is led by Mike Haynes, to educate players that come into the NFL in ways to avoid problems. But you put money, free time, not exposed to this kind of situation for a long time in front of young players coming out of college who have never had access to this kind of temptation. They got a nice car, they got free time, they've got money, and it's just an invitation. All the distractions, all the people that are hanging around who want to be in your company, who want to be a part of your life, or say they do, not always true. What can be done? Well, the NFL has started this educational program to help players conduct themselves and how to face the temptations that come with all of those things that we talked about. And I think they're doing a good job, or trying to do a good job, of preventing these things from happening in the future. The commissioner, Mr. Goodell, has indicated that he's going to be tough on misbehavior, and that's a good thing, I think. There may be something down the road where you have to go through some kind of a program to get some conduct certificate. They may have to do this to ensure that players handle their success better than they have in the past. There may be a certificate that you have to get to say, hey, I've been educated on the temptations of being in a situation where there's the female temptation, there's the money temptation, there's the testosterone, and there's the other factors that get involved. So let's see. What, something has to be done. I'm sorry that Pac-Man Jones will not be reinstated. I don't think he should be. And I think Roger Goodell has handled this as he should have. But there has to be something done in future times about the conduct of the players coming out of college. They just don't seem to be handling it well right now. Emails. Let's start with Darren in Pittsburgh. He says, as physical as Pittsburgh is, do you think they have a shot of knocking New England off their perch in a few weeks? Well, I think they have a shot as well as they're playing, and as physical as their defense is, they've always been, Pittsburgh has always been a very physical defensive team. And I think as they continue to play as well as they have, and Ben Roethlisberger continues to play as well as he has on offense, obviously he's on offense because he's the quarterback, as he continues to play as well as he has, I think, yeah, they got a shot at knocking off New England. I'm not sure that they will, because the Patriots are playing like you can't imagine. But at any rate, I think the Steelers do have a chance at knocking New England off their perch in a few weeks when they play. This is from Tony in Dallas. There's a big matchup in Dallas in a few weeks between the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. Being a Cowboy fan, I'm a little worried to see that Green Bay is starting to run the football. I thought that was their weakness this year. All that being said, who do you give the advantage if these two teams faced off right now? Well, I think it's clear to almost any observer that the Cowboys right now are the class of the NFC. I think they're the best team at the moment. Now, in when they play, which is, I believe, the Thursday after Thanksgiving, the Cowboys have a week the Thursday after Thanksgiving. I think we'll wait and see, but if Green Bay has developed a running game, if this man that they've gotten from the Giants practice squad can continue to run like he has been running, and they can be a threat running the ball to go with the success that Brett Favre is having, I think that ought to be a heck of a contest. You ask, why did the Giants have this guy on their practice squad if he can play now for Green Bay? Well, I was talking to one of the Giant executives before the first game of the year about how he felt about this year's Giant team. And he said, I like our running back depth. We have Brandon Jacobs. We have got Reuben Drones. We have another running back that I have confidence in. And you can see why, if they thought that depth, they had three runners already, and that's about all you can keep. So they can see, you can see why this young man was kept off the regular roster and on the practice squad. You can see why he was available to, for the Packers to sign and why they signed him. And if Green Bay does, as I said, I think Brett Favre is having obviously a sensational year. He's been sensational so far. And you can see why the development of the offensive line has helped not only his protection, but it's helped the running attack as they start to develop confidence in each other, the offensive line I'm talking about. And this young man continues to run with the purpose he seems to have in his mind. I think Green Bay and Dallas ought to be a heck of a matchup. It's on Thursday night. It's on the NFL broadcast, by the way, on the NFL Network. And I think that's the only way you'll be able to see it, other than in the home cities of the two teams involved. So, yes, that ought to be a heck of a football game. If the two teams face right now, I would give the Cowboys the advantage. With Indianapolis struggling, this is from Jim also in Dallas, with Indianapolis struggling and Green Bay and Dallas stepping up, do you think that gap has shrunk between the AFC and the NFC, or do you feel the AFC is still superior? Let's not forget how horrible the AFC North is. Well, I won't forget that. I think the only thing that makes the AFC superior, at the moment at least, is New England. I think they're in a class by themselves. I think they've proven that in their games against the Cowboys, their games against the Colts. I think they look like the best team in football and one of the best teams that I've seen in a long time. Get below that, and considering Green Bay and Dallas, I think the NFC has stepped up, and they're just as good as anybody, including New England in the AFC. So that's about it. We'll see you next week. Thank you for joining us. Pat Summerall saying so long.